through many changes. Has it been hard making transitions between band members?
Yeah, it is, because we're friends first and a band second. So when somebody leaves or somebody comes in, you know, it's a difficult fit, and it's like, you know, getting a new best friend. So when Andy left, it was difficult, and when Cock left, it was difficult, and we got Chris, and Chris is great. And now number two's been with us for about 2.5 years now. So we're really happy with the lineup we have, and it is difficult, but we're lucky now to be with the people that we really like.
What is Andy Flagg doing now?
Actually, I just talked to him last week. He runs a little recording studio in Pittsburgh. He actually, we recorded Die for the Government and New Kind of Army and The System Doesn't Work for You all ourselves, and he did a lot of the engineering and things. We just rented gear and did it because we were too dumb to know that we should go into a studio.
If you had the chance to be on MTV and say anything you want, would you go on or no?
Well, that's a loaded question. What we do is we try and get a message out to people. And so it's not as easy as MTV or not MTV. Let's take MTV out of the question and make it NBC. Do we want to be on NBC and get our message out to as many people as possible? Yes. So in that sense, we do want to have as big a voice as we can to reach as many people as we can. However, when you do that, you also have to sacrifice some things, because your money, or the reason why you're there, is because there's advertisers are paying for this time. So there are definitely pros and cons to all things. But ultimately, our goal as a band has always been to get a message out to as many people as we could. And we think that that's the most important thing. We find that when we play songs, people listen to the messages. If we just stand up there and talk, people don't listen to the messages. So when we put out records, people get the messages. When we don't put out records, nobody gets a message. So we need to do those things to get a message out there. And being on television or being able to reach more people is obviously a goal.
A personal question that I've always wondered is, what are your opinions and views of the martial arts, and what is it all about? Because I've been practicing kung fu for almost 6 years now, but it's at a location where it's not about the movie flashy stuff, more about the inner peace and spiritual growth. What do you feel about that, if you know anything about it?
Actually, you know what? I don't know a whole lot about martial arts, so I can't really talk about it too much. I know that Brian from the Bouncing Souls does martial arts and is really into it. And I'm all in favor of people making their own choices. If that's what works for you, that's great. I have issue with people going into martial arts that could beat the out of people. You know, that doesn't make any sense to anybody. It's like, it's the same thing as carrying a gun around. If you have a weapon to use against people, there's a higher probability that you're going to use that weapon against people. So in that sense, I don't see it as a good thing, but if it keeps your head straight, you know, that's great.
Well, for myself, I've been practicing for a long time, and I started listening to you guys, and you guys were just such an inspiration, and it was hard for me, because at first when I started, I was always picked on. It was kind of a defense thing, and then I started to turn and I didn't want to fight, and I didn't see the need, so I'd always run away. But with that, I just wasn't sure where it was going or where my ideas were or anything like that. So that's it's just something I wanted to ask you personally.
Well, and if that worked for you and made you feel better about what you're doing, I think that's great. Yeah, I'm not in any way to stand here and say that it's not a good thing for you. I think that's great. Because nobody wants to get beat up. Nobody wants to have to run away all the time. It's not a good place to be.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years as a band?
Dead. 5 years as a band, hopefully doing the same thing. These people are my friends. We've been together forever, and it's what we do. We like to play music. We like to write songs. We like to drive around and play shows with people. So hopefully we'll be doing the same thing.
Obviously, September 11th has impacted the world a lot. Do you feel that people have reacted and acted in the way you would have hoped they would have?
No, not in any way. There's some really sketchy shit that went on directly after September 11th. Actually, our new record addresses some of those issues. I think that the world acted the way the world is taught to act, and I think the people Lifehouse acted the way they were taught to act, to blame people, to find, to point fingers at those who are trying to find solutions instead of looking for solutions. And I think that that's the way we all seem to be. And hopefully next time something bad happens, we can react better.
What do you feel about the whole straight edge movement and where it's gone and how it's gone and taken to extremes? When we talked to Ian MacKay, he said that he never intended it to be a movement, and that where it's gone now into violence, into straight edge kids beating up kids who smoke or drink because they smoke or drink. What are your ideas on that?
I agree with Ian MacKay. I think that that straight edge for me, and I think the rest of the guys in my band, is a choice that they make as a choice. It's very much like you and your martial arts. It's something that gets me through to the next day. And some people, as you know, and in many aspects of punk rock, they use things like that to say I'm cooler than you, or I'm punker than you, or I'm, you know, I'm more of an asshole than you. So if you use it for that reason, you know, fuck off. I don't want to have anything to do with it. But if you choose to be straight edge because it makes you get from day to day, then that's great.
What has been your favorite tour, favorite show, basement venue, or Warped Tour, whatever?
This is going to be my favorite tour right here. It's starting tonight. People ask me that, and they'll ask, well, what band do you really want to tour with, or what band have you toured with that has been better than any other band? They've all been, you know, punk rock is about, to me, about people who want to make choices for themselves and not have to listen to what everybody else says. And I think that who I've come across in punk rock and the bands have done that, and are all interesting and creative people. So I like all the bands that we worked with. And specifically, show that has been any better, can't remember one that has been any better, sorry.
Anti-Flag and The Unseen seem to be like brother bands or really close friends. How'd you guys meet or decide to work with each other?
Our first tour we ever did back in, I don't know, it was probably 93, 94 maybe. The Unseen set us up a show in a co-op in Boston. And ever since then, they've been doing tours, and we've been doing tours, and we did their record, and yeah, we have been like brothers. I just talked to them the other day. They're going on tour with some bands in Europe, I think, and they're doing some more stuff in the States, so they're good people.
What do you feel about bands like Newfound Glory, Blink-182, and Offspring?
I think that they're making choices and doing their thing. I don't know. It's not my job to slag them for doing anything that I'm doing or not doing, so. Actually, we toured with Newfound Glory, and they were nice guys.
That's what Toby said, actually. We saw them when they opened for Newfound Glory. A lot of our listeners aren't big fans of Newfound Glory, Blink-182. They, you know, I always feel if you do what you want to do, but I think there's a level where your music ends up not becoming music anymore, but for the money and for the show. And I feel like with some of those bands, that's where it's gone.
I can understand what you're saying. However, there's, you know, a lot of us have economic resources that we don't have to do things to make money at it. And some of us, you know, are lucky enough to be able to have to be able to do something we love to do and to be able to make a living doing it. So if they need to make money and that makes sense to them, you know, whatever makes money. Whatever. They make their choices. I don't have to live their choices. They have to live their choices.
What do you think about other really political bands like Ozrotten and Defiance and Conflict, just to name a few?
I love Ozrotten. They broke up about a year and a half ago now. They have a new band. It's called Caustic Christ. It's Corey and Eric from Ozrotten. I see those guys a lot, and they do karaoke on Sunday nights in Pittsburgh. They're good guys. I like what they're doing. I think that they are part of the continuum of people trying to make a statement through music, and yeah, I like what they do.
When you guys are on stage singing, talking about peace and unity, do you ever find it difficult to do that when there's a mosh pit going on? Because sometimes those get out of hand.
Yeah, but I realize this, you know, this doesn't happen all the time, but I like to think that people come to the shows to express themselves and to, sometimes it gets a little out of hand, and hopefully the rest of the people will be like, wait a minute, that's a little out of hand, and let's rein that person in. That's fine. There are times when there's an asshole in the crowd, and he needs to be taken away.
Your new CD, Mobilize, which came out February 12th, is a bunch of new songs and a bunch of live versions of some of your best songs. What was the inspiration for the new CD? After Underground Network, I didn't think anything would be coming out from Anti-Flag for a couple of years.
It's funny because earlier you talked about lineup changes and things like that and how that hinders what you're able to do. But now that we've had a solid lineup, we've been writing a lot of material and a lot of songs and stuff. So we were like, let's write some more songs, or we have some more songs, let's write some more and record them. We also are working, that record came out on AF Records, which is our record company, and it has Virus 9 and Pipe Downer on that on our label also. So we are like, well, we want to do a release on our own record label. We want to do it so we can promote the other bands, because we also have a sampler CD in the record. I don't know whether you're aware of that. So there's two CDs inside the one CD package, and it has all the other bands that we're working with and some that we're not working with. And so we thought it would be great to get that record out and also to attach it with some of the other bands that we're working with so that people can hear them.
How did you guys decide on the bands to play with on the Mobilize for Peace tour?
We had a list of bands that we liked, and we had our agent, Margie, call up some bands and see who could do it. And we've been friends with Against All Authority for years, and Pipe Down and Virus 9 are newer friends of ours. And then the guys in Thrice, our agent said, this is a really great band, they're good people, do you want to work with them? We're like, sure, if they're good people, we'll definitely.
Why did you decide to kick the Mobilize for Peace tour off in Detroit?
Because we wanted to do the first show the day after Valentine's Day, and Detroit said, do it here. That was it. There was no grand master plan to it, but if you can think of a good reason, I'll accept it. Let me give you our P.O. box and web address so you can get in touch.